We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simakov Chavches, Sif Yubeis. Haben Nahag Musaz Ber Seres Yimei Tshuva. Many have a minute to fast during the Seres Yimei Tshuva. Lufi Shechserim Abba Yomim She'enim Masanim. And because there are 4 days during the Seres Yimei Tshuva where you can't fast. Tain Shnei Yimam Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos Erev Yom Kippurim. Okay, Masana Tumarasim Arba Yomim Yimei Slichas Shkan Rosh Hashanah. Because of that, they make it up with 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, during the Yimei Slichas, Dani Yom Rishon the Slichas, the first day of Slichas for Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Void, Shnei Yom Ben Taim, and 2 more days. Ubarchem B'Yom Sheni V'Chamishin, the best would be to choose for the makeup days a Monday and Thursday. Many Paiskim suggest that because people aren't as strong as they used to be, and fasting has become much more difficult, we don't necessarily fast on these days. Now, we don't necessarily fast on these days. Some say if you can't fast a whole day, fast a half a day. Some suggest that if you can't fast, you should give the value of what you eat on a daily basis to tzedakah. If a sudas mitzvah came up, that they could eat, even though it was a day that they wanted to fast, and they should make up the day that they missed. There is a difference in halacha between somebody who took on to fast on, somebody who took on to fast with a Kabbalah's tainus in the mincha before that day, and then he, for whatever reason, doesn't want to fast. That's much more complicated if he's just fasting without a Kabbalah's tainus. If he's fasting with a Kabbalah's tainus, he should really have Hataras Nadarim. The Prima Gadim, however, says that if somebody ate on a Sudas Mitzvah, then he doesn't have to make up that day. It's considered like a fast day. I'm a yidim, if somebody knows up front, shielam sudas mitzvah, they're going to have a sudas mitzvah on one of those days. Yisarim ekadim yom echad, they should fast up day beforehand on a different day to make it up. Sif yud gimel noyagin leilach bei Rosh Hashanah, achat tefila shachris lebeis hakfaros. The minig is to go on Rosh Hashanah after davening shachris to the cemetery, l'shtateach, mativrei tzadikim, to daven by the Kibbutz Tzadikim, Noisa Shem Tzedakah L'Aniyim, we give the Tzedakah to poor people, Marim Tachnunim, and we daven L'Oiris HaTzadikim HaKadoshim Shebar Tzema, to help that, to inspire the Tzadikim who are in the Olam HaEmes, Shem Yamlitzu Toi Ba'edeinu B'Yom Adin, that they should daven on our behalf on Rosh Hashanah. V'gamach Meshumakim Kvurus HaTzadikim, because this is a place where Tzadikim are buried, Hamakom Kodesh V'Tor, it's a holy, special place, but Tefillah Mekabel Hashem B'Yoyser, and that's a place where Tefillah is more accepted, B'Yoyser L'Admas Kodesh, sits in a holy place, V'Yas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chesed B'Tzchus HaTzadikim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do Chesed in the Tzchus of the Tzadikim, and listen to our Tefillah. Ava Aliyas HaMagamosim Negin HaMesim Shoichtim Shom, one shouldn't be davening to the people who are buried there. That falls into the Isser, the violation of Dar Shal Mesim. Rather, Achivakish Meshem Yisbarach, Dam Ta Hashem, Shirachim Olav, that he should have Rachmanis on us, B'schus HaTzadikim, Shaykh Neofer, and the Schus of the Tzadikim, who are no longer with us. Sheba Besakvaris, when somebody enters a Besakvaris, Emloyroas Akvaram, Shloshim Yoyim, if he hasn't seen the Quran for 30 days, Tzarech Lavarech, Ashiyasur Eschem Bedin Vechule. Shabbat Keva, when he comes to the Keva Yesh Leimar, Yerotin Shtem and Nechasa Shaplani, Hakovapai Bechvoy, Ubizchus Yamadli. This person should we lay in peace and in covet, and his chus should help us. Shemesim Yod al Keva, when somebody puts his hand on a Keva, Yesh Losim Yat Smoila Dafkoi, Vlo Yamina, put the left hand, not the right hand. And when you put the hand, you should say V'nochach Hashem Tamid V'zbiya B'tzach Tzchoich Nafshecha V'tzmoysech Yachlitz V'yisgigan Rova K'moitzim Mayim Ashlo Yachsuvu Meimov. Tishka b'shalom, b'tisham b'shalom, adba menachem mashmiya shalom. Shmeis miyadim, when he puts his hand, yichavim b'posav v'nechachab, that you, when you're saying that pasuk, sheyesh b'chamisha esetavis, there are 15 words in that pasuk, kaminyan kishrei yad, the amount of joints there are on a hand. It's inappropriate to go to the same kever twice in one day. If somebody's reading the words on a mitzvah, imuk sa boilet, if the words are sticking out, koshel shichab, it could cause the people to forget what they forget their learning. And the school is to say when you have that concern, ahava rabba ala yachetcha behava. Sif Yudalid. Be'er Rosh Hashanah, on Ev Rosh Hashanah Nagu Kulam Los Anis, Ad Acha Mincham. Everybody fast on Ev Rosh Hashanah until after Mincham. Shas time is a dove and then they eat something. Since, says the Magen Avraham, this is a minhag that many have, we don't have to have Kabbalah's Tainus for this Tainus. B'kol Ayoyim, you don't want to start yontiv while you're fasting, and therefore eat by the plaga mincha before the yontiv begins, Rosh Hashanah. We should spend every Rosh Hashanah learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, doing tshuva, to make sure to seek forgiveness and do tshuva on a very shaben adam l'chaveray. Don't wait till erev Yom Kippur. Do it before Vakish Mechaver Mechila to ask Mechila. Siftazo Mechapsim Mestapim Be'er Rosh Hashanah. We wash ourselves and we take a haircut on a Be'er Rosh Hashanah Lechvoy Jontif. V'yesh Lizor Legaleh Kodim Chatzoyis Yoyim. It's better to take a haircut before Chatzoyis. If it's impossible, then you can take a haircut later. V'toivim V'loshim B'gdishavs Rosh Hashanah. We go to the mikveh. Before Rosh Hashanah, we put on Shabbos clothing on Rosh Hashanah. Laharis, that demonstrates Shanan the Betuchim Bechazda Yisbaruch Shmai, that we're confident in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fantastic mercy, Shiyotzil Or Mishpatenu, that we will prevail and we will come out fantastic in our tefillah. There are different menhagim regarding wearing a kittel on Rosh Hashanah. Some places, everybody wears Rosh Kittel. Other places, only the Bali Tefillah and the Bali Tekeya and the Makri wear a Kittel. Even though Rosh Hashanah is a Yontif, we have to remember it's Rosh Hashanah and it should be a day of seriousness. Sifta Zayin, Noegan Lassus Hataras Nadarim. The minig is to make Hataras Nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. That is the minig. Remez, and the remez for it is Layachal Dvara Kikol Sevitefa Elo. We have our Nedarim annulled. If somebody says the Nusach of Ataras Nedarim, which is in Lashon Kodesh, but he doesn't understand it, Yomer Belashon Ashkenaz, he should say it in a language. He should say it in a language that he understands. Kamoshu Maven, because it's important to understand what you are saying when you say that Torah's Dorim. This is based on a Gemara in Masechta in the Dorim Daf Chof Gimel Amin Aleph, where the Gemara says, "Haroitzi Shlo Yiskamiv the Dorim Shakol Hashanah." When somebody wants to take care of the Dorim that he's going to make all year, Yom Haber Shana Kol Nedarim Shani Yosel Lida B'Shana Zu Yir B'Teilim. All the Nadarim they're going to make this year should already be pre-nullified. And even though we say Kol Nidrei by Yom Kippur, Zriza Magdim LaMitzvah, it's always better to do a mitzvah as early as possible. And that's why it's appropriate to say Kol Hataras Nadarim Erev Rosh Hashanah. Also, Kol Nidrei is not said out loud by everybody, typically just by the Baal Tefillah. And Hataras Nedarim is something that you have to verbalize and articulate the word. The people who you say Hataras Nedarim in front of should be three adults. They can be relatives. And it's always better that you should be the last one saying to Hataras Nedarim that the people who are being matir you on neder are people who already had Hataras Nedarim. As far as women, so some places the women rely on the on Kol Nidre, and other places women rely on their husbands, that when the husbands, the fathers say Kol Nidre, they have in mind, they have in mind also the their wives and their daughters. We say Hataras Nedarim, and we're davening for the Nedarim, that we also say that any Nedarim we're going to make this year should be null and void. But that nullification is only valid when you don't remember that you made that declaration at the beginning of the year. But if you remember that you made that declaration at the beginning of the year, then what you say now won't, the nether that you make now will be a valid nether. And moreover, the Rama says that relying on that pre-nullification that you're saying on Erev Hashanah is not really so simple that one should rely on that. And therefore, the best is, of course, not to make Nedarim. And if one made a Neder, even if he didn't remember his pre-nullification and he wants to annul it, he should do Hataras Nedarim anytime during the year.